Even though we've done a fair amount of cowboy discussion today and all week here on the station, let's have some thoughts on Sunday. But I do want to play a little piece of audio here for you, because the Bambino tweeted something yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. Actually, he tweeted two really solid pieces of content. Babe Laufenberg did. One appears to be Babe in a fighter jet.
I saw that.
And it's that deal where, I don't even know the terminology, but when they take you straight up in a fighter jet, you're pulling G's, I think they say. And they're actually instructing him to kind of move his feet around to keep the circulation going or something. But you can see in the cockpit cam that he just fully blacks out, conks out, because his body can't handle what Air Force guys, I guess, do as a matter of habit. And it's totally natural to do. In fact, I'm kind of surprised he didn't lose his lunch as well there. But it's just always funny seeing somebody do that, right?
That's very funny.
Then the other thing he did was he replayed a piece of audio that I remember we talked about on our show 12 years ago. And it was right in the middle of that 2008 Cowboys season that was really well known for a complete division in the offense's, sideline, locker room, however, because you had T.O., you had Patrick Creighton, you had Keeping It Real Thursdays, and you had the wide receivers all mad at Romo and Witten and Jason Garrett over here. And, of course, that's not real healthy to have the OC and the quarterback and the quarterback's friend on one side of the room and then the wide receivers all on the other side. Now, we can absolutely discuss who was at fault there and retry that case, but who cares, really? It's 2008 and it's over. But I remember Babe talked to Bill Parcells about that, and I can't remember if he talked about it in real time or like the next summer, but I just want to play this audio and see, as Babe points out, do things ever change around here? And here is that audio. This is Bill Parcells actually talking about T.O. versus the locker room in 2008, long after he had left. Here it is.
What do you think about that?
I've heard it before.
From this team?
No, I heard it when I left the Giants. The same thing. Players are human beings. They're going to protect themselves. So when things don't go well, it's going to be the coach or the system didn't let me do this. Well, you know, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the system they're playing on defense now than what we played. They can say whatever you want. There's just so many things to do on defense. And I mean, it's not rocket science.
So essentially, and by the way, you can hate Parcells if you want. I mean, kind of like Mike McCarthy. Parcells, to a lot of Cowboy fans, is always the enemy. Even when he's coaching your team, you're very skeptical of this New York Giant and this, you know, as Mike used to say, the New York con man and just all that. But Bill Parcells, probably known more for team building than he was for any sort of scheme. Now, he knew what he was doing, X's and O's, but he was this huge believer, Donnie, in we're building a team here. A team that will go to war, a team that will win together or lose together. What was his thing about winners gather as a team in the locker room, losers break up into little groups and blame others? I forget. He had to sign up in the locker room. And this is a big Bill Parcells thing over the years, and that's why his teams would always achieve pretty well, because he would not tolerate infighting. He would not tolerate individual blame games. And I really believe that Mike McCarthy believes in the same stuff. But I think in between, whether it was Wade Phillips or Jason Garrett, I do think this place fostered an environment where it's kind of protect your own agenda and maybe blame somebody else, but never really put your name on it. So sort of slide something out there to the public or to the media or just somewhere to undercut It was Romo would get undercut for a long time from some of the players. They would say that he wasn't really invited to everybody's birthday party because, you know, just all the nonsense that goes on when your team kind of sucks, right?
And expectations would do that.
Yes.
Because if you don't think you are the team to be reckoned with, then when things go poorly, you're not doing this quickly.
Right.
They feel they're the most talented team in this division, and they've been told that a lot. So they, hey, you know what? New York sucks.
Yeah.
Washington sucks.
Right.
Philadelphia sucks. You guys are the cream of the crop. So, bam, you're supposed to be on top. And then things start going poorly, and now you're hearing the – usually you will hear it after maybe a few years of a coaching staff in a system. Not 6 weeks.
No.
This is weird, and this is quite odd. And I'm kind of glad you heard a couple of players calling those anonymous players out a little bit to say, look, if you have something to say, don't put anonymous behind it. Just say it. I'm glad to hear that, but all this is just such a big mess.
Well, it goes back to a little bit, and we can talk about this after Joe Klatt, about what we see with the Eagles. And really, I'm not going to say the Eagles did anything great last night, but they were down 11 with 5 minutes to go, and there was no quit in them. And I know the Cowboys have exhibited no quit at times. Dak was always, you know, fighting to the very end, and mm-hmm. this team actually pulled a game or two out of the fire this year. So I'm not in any way suggesting that they're incapable of that. But what I saw, and I can't get this out of my head to save my life, Donnie, and we're not really previewing the Washington game as much as we are previewing the final 10 or 11 weeks of the season. And that is, I just want to find out that this team has a little toughness about them. A little mental toughness mm-hmm. and a little bit of team toughness. And that makes me think of Bill Parcells. That makes me think of, you know, teams that are worth anything are not about personal agendas. And I can't get out of my head last year, week 16, and we can go back and look at the lineups, but when the Cowboys went up to Philadelphia, and they were pretty heavily favored, as I recall, and they just had to basically beat the Eagles with half of the Eagles team. And the Cowboys kind of at full strength, and they had just whooped the Rams. Remember that game? And I just got the sense that day that the Eagles kind of get it. Now they're going to be injured and they're going to be incompetent at times, but they're never going to give in to you. And that's the great thing about sports, man. That's the great thing about the Stars during this cup run was that, yeah, you're probably a better team, but we're not going to go quietly into the night. We're going to battle you and we're not going to tap out. You're going to have to snap our arm because we're not tapping when it looks like you got us locked in, right? And that's what it's all about, man. Like, are you team tough? Dude, does this matter to you? Are you proud of the jersey you wear and the helmet you wear? And, man, this whole organization needs an enema on that front. They need a change. They need a washout completely of the general view on this team that it's like, protect mine. You're not going to blame me. You're
right,
not going to make
right.
me look bad. And I'm protecting mine. You protect yours. And we'll just infight and point fingers behind each other's back.
I think you said it correctly on the post-game show after the Monday night game. It was, this feels like bottom, rock bottom. So it's bottom. About when you have that feeling, you picking yourself up and trying to get better. This is going to show a lot Sunday because I don't care what the score is. And I think I can't remember who I was listening to. I don't know if it was Musers or Dan and Jake that said, even if you win this game by a touchdown, it's not going to feel like it's enough. I couldn't disagree with that more.
Yeah, me too.
Win, no matter how it is,
yeah.
No matter if you stink up the place in the three quarters and pull it out in the fourth by a point, it doesn't matter. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and I mean, think of the mentality of the market now. They're 2-4, and you have people actually – saying, it's time to tank. We need to get a good pick. No, you don't.
No.
You need to build something worth you know, investing in. You need to build a culture that is not a stinking country club.
And you need to see who's ready to fight with you when things get tough.
Yeah, you're just front runners right now. You're There's nothing gritty about this organization, and that's what they need. They need toughness about themselves.
Why are they front runners when they haven't done anything?
Well, front runners, yes, you're right. Yeah, if you've never out front, then how could you be a front runner? I'm simply saying the second they get punched in the mouth,
right.
They're ready to go back to the locker room.
Go out and put a Band-Aid on it instead of fighting back.
All right, let's that wasn't the best game preview ever, but I think we're on the same page here. It doesn't really matter who the opponent is now. Just show us that you're fit to wear the shirt next season.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.